Visiting today with the U.S. Wheat Industries, Vince Peterson. He is the president. Let's start off talking a little bit about the Ukraine and U.S. wheat. Everybody's wondering about that with supply issues and what's going on there. So kind of give us an update.
Yeah, you know, we're still in the middle of a hugely volatile and uncertain issue. And I think, frankly, until we know what the prosecution of that war is going to be, how long it's going to go, how far Russia's going to go, and what the end might look like, we're going to be in this kind of volatile market in the meantime. So we've got a big hole in the marketplace. We've got about normally 20 million tons of wheat that would be exported from the Ukraine. Probably less than half of that's going to make it to the marketplace. Normally you've got 30 million tons out of Russia, and probably a third of that's not going to make it to the marketplace. So there's a lot of questions, and that impact is kind of yet to be seen, how it prosecutes.
Well, and in Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas, we really need a rain on our wheat crop in some areas, and then we've got areas back east where they've got way too much rain. So how is that going to affect it?
It's not good for us this year. Frankly, we kind of need a year when we kind of get rebalanced. We had the drought last year, which put us, you know, we went into this year with kind of a, you know, pretty strong price position on wheat because of the droughts we had, and that hasn't fixed itself. As you said, Texas, Oklahoma, western Kansas, Montana's still dry, western Canada's still dry. You know, we've still got a lot of problems. And then we have, you go to the spring wheat area, you can't get in the fields up there. They just got snow 2 days ago, and they're not sure how they're going to get their crops in the ground. So, yeah, I'd say we've got a challenge ahead of us yet.
When you think about issues like this, I'm sure you've seen them in the past, but what are the lasting effects that kind of keep on going on, even when the war ends or when the drought ends?
Yeah, I think in this case, this backlash against Russia, I think is going to be unknown. Right now, every time they've done something in the marketplace where they withdrew from the marketplace, they taxed their exports, they limited their exports, buyers eventually said, okay, we forgive you, and went back to Russia and back to normal commerce. I don't know if that's going to be the same this time around. Right now you're seeing risk premiums, people shying away from Russia politically, economically. So that could be a change of logistics, of venue, of all of that kind of thing that may be longer lasting than we know.
Well, and a lot of people have been talking about the price. You know, the prices have kind of gone all over the place.
Yeah, they have. You know, we ran wheat prices, what, up $5 a bushel, roughly from $8 to $13, came down about half of that. So now we're kind of in a holding pattern. And I think this, how long this war goes on is going to be a telltale on that one. You know, I think given its own natural end to this, I think wheat prices probably would start edging their way back down again. But frankly, it's way too early. India's having problems right now. We don't know what Russia's going to be able to do this year. I think we've probably got some roller coasters still ahead of us on it.
What advice would you have for producers right now growing wheat?
You know, I think right now, I think if I had wheat to sell, I'd probably have a pretty good amount of it sold already. You know, you think, yeah, you want to wait for the last dollar, the last $2. That's pretty enticing to do that. I think having a comfortable sales position is pretty good. But I think for new crop, I think I'd be willing to hang on to that just a little bit. You know, I think there's just too much weighing on the possible negative side of this right now that I'd give up on it altogether.
Well, give us some things you're excited about that the U.S. wheat industry is doing.
You know, one of the things I think we've seen in this thing is, let's say, some change and some rationing through this process. And that's got a good side and a bad side to it. You've seen some countries, some buyers have shied away because of high prices on certain quality of wheat. On the other hand, we've seen a pickup in sales in other ones. So we've seen some opportunities in Mexico where we're seeing sales at a record pace. Some of the South American countries are seeing at record paces. And a couple of places in the Asian Pacific we're seeing good, not China, however. But anyway, so there are some bright stars out there, even though our total picture is kind of flat on exports right now.
All right. Thank you so much for visiting with us.
Glad to do it anytime.